Terribly sorry. I was just examining this fascinating creature here. Look, it's known as a Spinosaurus, and unfortunately, it didn't appear to have achieved sufficient encephalization quotient. That's the size of its brain in relation to its body, in order to invent Instagram or invent OnlyFans, and thus of course greatly hindering its success in evolutionary terms. Hello, and welcome to the Jolly Heretic. Now, today I would like to do a deep dive into history. Very, very, very deep into history. Specifically into the world of the dinosaurs. I mean, these creatures dominated the world for 166 million years. And yet, strangely, they didn't manage to invent the wheel. They didn't manage to invent electricity. There is absolutely no evidence whatsoever of any kind of dinosaur civilization. And the question I want to ask is this. If these creatures, and considering that they had a pretty big head start, if these creatures had lived even longer, if an asteroid hadn't wiped them out 66 million years ago, is it possible that they would have become intelligent enough to develop their own civilization? How intelligent could dinosaurs have become? Now, when we talk about intelligence, we're not imagining a Tyrannosaurus Rex, you know, hosting the Jerry Springer Show, or Velociraptor reading Nietzsche, though, you know, that'd obviously be pretty interesting stuff. Rather, we're talking about how brain evolution actually works. What would need to happen for dinosaurs to climb the cognitive ladder? The Spinosaurus that I was just looking at, that had an encephalization quotient, that is to say, its brain in relation to its body, of about 0.1, which makes it about as intelligent as a six-month-old baby. It has the problem-solving ability of a six-month-old baby, whereas we humans have an encephalization quotient that is much, much higher than that. We humans have an encephalization quotient that's about 8. So how could it get that high? Well, first off, intelligence tends to evolve in response to specific pressures. If it's a harsh environment, then you social complexity, predator versus prey arms races, or the need to manipulate the environment. Fascinatingly, some small theropods, that is to say, a form of dinosaur that was very prevalent at the end of the Cretaceous, i.e. about 66 million years ago, at the time that the asteroid hit. An example is the Troodon that lived in the late Cretaceous, already had brains that were, or rather encephalization quotients, that were approaching that of modern ravens and crows and other corvids. The encephalization quotient of the Troodon was about 6, which is the same as that of a crow or a raven, or it's very close to that. I mean, it's the IQ of perhaps a 7 or 8 year old child. Our encephalization quotient is about 8, a dolphin's is about 5, a chimp's is about 2.5, and a Spinosaurus's here is about 0.2. So the Troodons, they had grasping hands, they had extremely acute vision, they were already displaying evidence of, we know from fossils, of communal nesting behaviour. In fact, when we look at their descendants, the birds, and especially the corvids and the parrots, we see intelligence that is, it's well exceeding that of chimpanzees. Ravens are using tools, they are solving puzzles, they are perhaps even, I don't know, plotting the eventual takeover of civilization, who knows. So it stands to reason that these tiny feathered dinosaurs could eventually, and if the conditions were right, have evolved comparable cognitive prowess to ourselves. Indeed, in 2018, astrophysicists Adam Frank and Gavin Schmidt proposed the so-called Silurian hypothesis. This was named after a race of people from Doctor who were supposed to be an ancient reptile pre-human civilization. And perhaps there had been some kind of dinosaur civilization. But naturally, you know, there would be no trace of it whatsoever, even though there was definitely enough coal by then, they argue, to power such a civilization. Any buildings they would have built would have been completely destroyed. Most of their skeletons would have been completely destroyed. There would have just been no evidence left had there been such a dinosaur civilization or such a Troodon civilization. It's possible. It's possible, but the only evidence would be indirect. It would be climate evidence of climate changes. It would be nuclear waste. It would perhaps be evidence that they'd been to the moon or Mars, which are less tectonic, and therefore there would be better levels of preservation. But could they have reached human intelligence, inventing technology, inventing philosophy, and of course, eventually their equivalent of YouTube and silly cat videos? The answer is probably not. And here's why. Dinosaur brains weren't built like ours. We mammals have a wrinkly, folded cortex that allows our brains to scale up and to communicate highly efficiently. Birds, and therefore dinosaurs, who it seems are their ancestors, have brains that are organised into separate modules called nuclei. And this creates practical limits on how big their brains can become in relation to their bodies before communication starts to slow down to, as it were, prehistoric dial-up speeds. Also, dinosaurs, they lacked thumbs. They lacked thumbs. And this is a vital appendage which eventually enabled humans to be able to craft complicated tools, to be able to send silly text messages furiously, and to be able to gesture rudely at traffic lights, at least with the sort of, you know, the wanker sign or whatever. So what's the highest plausible intelligence that a dinosaur might reasonably have achieved? Well, imagine a world where dinosaurs reached the cognitive level of crows or parrots using tools, developing complex social structures, possibly even some kind of primitive language. We might today share our palate with brightly feathered dinosaur crows that hold judges, that solve puzzles, and maybe, just maybe, host their own version of the Jolly Heretic, complaining about mammalian intelligence quotas and deploring the shameful decline of dinosaur culture. Now, wouldn't that be something?